This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Monday, March 25, a king in training. Our reading comes from Deuteronomy chapter 17. When you enter the land the Lord your God is giving you, and have taken possession of it, and settle in it, and you say, "Let us set a king over us, like all the nations around us," be sure to appoint over you a king the Lord your God chooses. He must be from among your fellow Israelites. Do not place a foreigner over you, one who is not an Israelite. The king, moreover, must not acquire great numbers of horses for himself, or make the people return to Egypt to get more of them. For the Lord has told you, you are not to go back that way again. He must not take many wives, or his heart will be led astray. He must not accumulate large amounts of silver and gold. When he takes the throne of his kingdom, he is to write for himself on a scroll a copy of this law, taken from that of the Levitical priests. It is to be with him, and he is to read it all the days of his life, so that he may learn to revere the Lord his God, and follow carefully all the words of this law and these decrees, and not consider himself better than his fellow Israelites, and turn from the law to the right or to the left. Then he and his descendants will reign a long time over his kingdom in Israel. Shasta is the main character in C.S. Lewis' book, The Horse and His Boy. An orphan of unknown background, he's raised by a poor fisherman. One day, Shasta discovers he is on the verge of being sold into slavery. So he escapes with Bree, a talking horse, and the two head north for Bree's homeland, Narnia. Shasta is overjoyed. He's been longing his whole life to go north, and Bree actually suspects that Shasta is from there. Through a series of adventures, Shasta discovers that he belongs to a royal family, and he's actually the long-lost son of a king. We too are royalty, though we may not be aware of it. Welcomed into the family of God, we are sons and daughters of the king. In Deuteronomy 17, God lays out the qualifications and conditions for Israel's future kings. God knows what his people need, and he knows the troubles a king will bring them. The king must be someone whom God has chosen, and it will be very important that the king is humble. That's hard when you're a king. The king should not think more of himself than of others. Further, the king was to guide God's people in living the way God called them to live. In this way, they would be a blessing to other nations. As children of God, this is how we are called to live as well. Pray with me. Father, help me to see how you call me to reign with you. May my eyes and my heart be open to this high calling of being a ruler for you in this world. In Jesus' name, amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.